then in your early married life, he wasn't dragging you out to his friends' social parties or anything like that, or clubs or lawyers?
No, I dragged him every place I could, but he wouldn't always go. Oh, we had a nice life of it. We had mother and whoever else was here with her at the time. There's always somebody else living here with her at the time. And we went out to lectures. We went out to musicals. We went out to things that we enjoyed together.
I remember you took me to the children's orchestra a lot, the children's Philharmonic.
Yeah, the Children's Philadelphia Orchestra. They had special concerts for the children. In those days, I used to take the first five or six to the Philadelphia Orchestra concerts, to the Masking Week, to anything in the way of Shakespeare that came along, the older ones.
Dad would go to them too.
Yes.
What was Masking Week?
Masking Week's the club for
Penn.
Dramatic club of Penn. And he was interested in that. And if he didn't go, I would go with some of the children to a matinee.
Well, was he interested in music too?
Oh, yes, he was interested in music as far as going to a concert or something of that sort.
How about painting and other things?
Not too much. He was more interested in books.
Not theater. He
wasn't in reading. No, he wasn't interested much, except maybe in Shakespeare or something of that sort. His interests on that line were very limited.
When did you first go to the Seacure? Now, the first child was 1914, right? 1913.
The first child was 1913.
How old was that child, would you figure, when you went to the Seacure the first time?
Well, we went to the country the first 2 years.
Where was that?
Down in Collingswood. And that first child was born down there.
I see. So you had regular summer vacation planned even before the child was born. Why did you pick Collingswood?
Because friends of his lived down there, and he had won some money in the city solicitor's office on one of these pools that they have in different offices, and he'd won this money.
What, a baseball pool?
A quarter a week or something they put in like that. It was vacation pool.
Oh.
And he had won the money, and we went down to this friend of his to get us a place in the country and not be too far from Philadelphia. And we went down to Collingswood, and we had the first 2 summers down there. We were down there 2 years, and Frank was born down there the 25th of August, and we stayed for most of September down there.
Just renting a house?
Just renting a house. And then the second summer...
What was the rent there?
Oh, about $150, $175, something like
that. The whole summer?
Yeah.
Not for a week.
Oh, no. No. Then the second summer we went down there, and we came home in September, and the second boy was born in October.
And then you never went back to Collingswood?
No, we never went back to Collingswood.
Why not?
We went to the seashore. We went to Wildwood for 1 year.
Well, why didn't you go to Collingswood?
I don't know why. We just changed and went to the seashore. No particular reason. We went to Atlantic City for 2 years.
He liked the seashore, didn't he?
Never liked
him. No.
Ever since that time he had that accident with being nearly drowned, he never liked the seashore.
Why do you think you picked the seashore on account of the children?
Yes, on account of the children.
Then you moved out of Atlantic City on account of the children, too?
Moved out of Atlantic City on account of the children because it became too expensive.
Then you went where? For Wildwood?
And then we went no place. The children the next summer had whooping cough, and we moved into this house.
That was when,
5 years.
17.
About then. About 18, I guess. And we came out here on election day.
Well, was he making money then as a lawyer?
Making enough to keep us, as he is now.
Was that the year that he ran for... office?
That was the year he ran for district attorney.
Why didn't he get it?
Because he didn't get enough votes.
Well, didn't he push for the votes?
No.
He didn't try.
Well, I don't think he tried too much. He went along with the party and the part he lost and he lost. And we came out to this house, and we thought this house was nice and big, cool, and it was. But the children had 14 rooms. The children had whooping cough. So then the 1st of August, the last week in July, we went down to Sea Isle City and got an apartment down there to take them down for August and September. And that was the beginning of Sea Isle.
You liked that because...
We liked Sea Isle because it was more home-like and more children and quiet, not the diversions of Atlantic City and all the commercialism of it. So we went down there for that time, and then the next 4 years after that, we rented a house down there on the boardwalk. And that was another advantage. You could be so close to the ocean. And after that 4 years, then we bought the house that we have now.
Well, do you remember any humorous incidents of driving down or things that happened there?